Arc Harps by Jen Lewin. For the last 20 years, Jen Lewin has been creating large, immersive, interactive art pieces for the public. From interactive sound and light sculptures that inspire people to play, to woven fiber video curtains that reflect movement and giant robotic ethereal moths that dance based on human touch. All of her work is intended to capture and engage the public into play. While a single person can enjoy her work, the pieces come to life when they are enjoyed by large groups of participants and viewers. This ability to connect viewers through art is why she has been attracted to technology as an artistic medium. The Arc Harp is an outdoor 60-string light sculpture designed for public play. It will draw large crowds together and encourage them to participate. Collectively, they can create music by playing the light strings. It is part of Jen's Light Harp series, which includes several other large public interactive instruments dating back to 1990. What is a light harp? A light harp is an interactive instrument played by breaking light beams. Instead of strings, the harps use lasers. Picture two half circles, one in the dust of the playa, the other standing 8 feet above the one on the ground. The laser light strings go between the two, creating a half cylinder of glowing strings. The light harps are not simple on-off devices. When a user breaks a beam, the harps are able to tell how fast the person is moving and the height of their hand. This information allows Jen's software to create complex and soft sounds that swell and grow over time. In 2012, the Arc Harps will return to the playa for the third time. Jen will be collaborating with Johnny Dwork and his amazing team. Jen began working with Johnny in 2011 on a collaborative interactive sound project called LAHA in Portland. LAHA is a synergistic confluence of many creative forces. It all started when Johnny saw how much audiences prefer to co-create art rather than just observe art being made by others. When Johnny encountered the original Arc Harps at Burning Man in 2005, he saw an amazing musical potential. While LAHA has been very well received, it also has its limitations. Unlike the original Burning Man Arc Harps, LAHA is not suitable for outdoor public play. So, for 2012, Jen and Johnny will be creating a new, more dynamic version of the Arc Harps based on Johnny's sound and art design in his new work. Each of the light strings in the Arc Harp can sense user movement, speed, and tempo. Each string will mix its own library of sounds to create a depth and tone that complements public activity and random or organized musical play. The Arc Harp is inherently interactive. The best part about seeing the Arc Harp in public is that you have moments when the crowds flock to it and people start to play independently. In the group's chaotic activity, the piece comes to life as if everyone were unknowingly participating in a musical symphony.